telephone directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement, and also sponsored this hour by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs reacting to the state Supreme Court ruling yesterday that upholds a nearly total ban on all abortions.
To the people across Arizona who are concerned about the future of abortion rights in our state, who are worried about their bodily autonomy, who don't want to see the freedom of their wives, sisters, and daughters restricted, you can make your concerns known at the ballot box, and I encourage you to do so.
The law from the 1860s would make providing an abortion punishable by up to 5 years in prison, the only exception to save the life of the mother. Donald Trump's longtime executive, Alan Weisselberg, will be sentenced today for lying under oath in Trump's civil fraud case. Opening statements begin today in Chad Daybell's trial. He is charged with killing his wife and his then-girlfriend's two youngest children in a case rooted in extremist religious beliefs. And the winningest basketball coach in NCAA history, Stanford women's coach Tara Vanderveer, announcing her retirement at the age of 70. This is ABC News. A key report on inflation, the Consumer Price Index, is due out this morning. Experts think it will show prices about 3.5% higher than last year. A new deal with the feds for a company recalling millions of sleep machines.
The Justice Department says Philips, which makes sleep apnea machines, including CPAPs, must overhaul its manufacturing and quality control systems before it can resume production at U.S. facilities. The settlement also requires a company to hire independent experts to vet the changes. This is a big step forward toward resolving a recall of the 5 million machines because their internal foam can break down, causing users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. Customers had complained of issues including headaches, sinus infections, and pneumonia. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Consumer Reports says it's time to get Lunchables out of the National School Lunch Program. It says testing found elevated lead levels. The company behind Lunchables say they do meet food safety standards. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Next up, a look at sports, courtesy of Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Richland Center was winner over Weston 8-0 in baseball last night. Riverdale 5-1 over Boscobel. Wisconsin Dells 7-4 against River Valley. Highland took 2 from River Ridge, 3-2 and 3-0. Prairie du Chien 2-0 over Dodgeville. It was also a win yesterday for Wazika Steuben, edging Brookwood 10-9 in baseball. And Ithaca was an 8-2 winner against Potosi Cassville. In softball, River Valley 3-2 over Dodgeville. Lancaster 12, Richland Center 0. Prairie du Chien 11-5 over Platteville. Seneca beat Riverdale 5-2. River Ridge 2-0 over Highland. And Cashton 11-1 over Lafarge. In soccer, it was Dodge Point edging River Valley 2-0. And Galena was a 6-0 winner against Richland Center. Christian Yelich and Blake Perkins each drove in 3 runs, helping Joe Ross and the Brewers beat the Cincinnati Reds 9-5 last night. Atlanta 6, the Mets 5, St. Louis 3-0 over Philadelphia. Arizona 3, Colorado 2, Washington 5-3 over San Francisco, and the Cubs beat San Diego 5-1. In the American League, Baltimore 7-1 over Boston, the White Sox 7, Cleveland 5, Toronto 5-3 over Seattle, Oakland 4, Texas 3, Kansas City 4-3 over Houston, Tampa Bay 6, the Angels 4. Interleague action, Detroit 5-3 over Pittsburgh, the Yankees 3, Miami 2, Dodgers 6-3 over Minnesota. It was a win for the Bucks last night over the Celtics, 104-91. Giannis Antetokounmpo left the game with a possible muscle injury in last night's game. Dallas was a winner over Charlotte, 130-104. Philadelphia, 120, and Detroit, 102. Indiana, 140, and Toronto, 123. San Antonio, 102. Memphis, 87. Miami, 1-2 overtimes over Atlanta, 117-111. Houston, 118. Orlando, 106. Minnesota, 130. Washington, 121. New York over Chicago, 128-117. Oklahoma City beat Sacramento, 112-105. Denver, 111. Utah, 95. New Orleans, 110. Portland, 100. The Clippers, 105. Phoenix, 92. And Golden State over the Lakers, 134-120. From the NHL, Florida 2-0 over Ottawa, Toronto 5, New Jersey 2, Washington 2-1 over Detroit, Carolina 4, Boston 1, Montreal 9-3 over Philadelphia, Tampa Bay 5, Columbus 2, the Islanders 4-2 over the Rangers, Winnipeg 4-3 over Nashville in overtime, Dallas 3-2 over Buffalo, Colorado 5, Minnesota 2, Anaheim 3-1 over Los Angeles, Seattle 5, Arizona 0, and Calgary in overtime 3-2 over San Jose.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual abilities and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today, a high near 70 degrees, partly cloudy and warmer than normal. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasingly cloudy tonight, a low of 45. Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers developing, a high of 60. Thursday night, showers tapering off, and a low of 42. Friday, gradually the clouds will break up, a high near 60. Saturday, low 70s with a slight chance of a shower at night. And Sunday, partly cloudy and balmy, a high of 73. In Richland Center, the air is calm following a low of 37. We're at 38 degrees. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April 10th.
I'm 16, I can't buy cold beer nicotine, but I got a 20 in my pocket, you can keep the change. So grab some Miller and a can of Skull, and I'll be heading your hair in on the road to a good time around a bonfire with all my friends. Yeah, I'm sure I'll see you next weekend. There's a cooler in Chevrolet, slap full of ice and memories of all the things we did back then. Yeah, man, we were just kids, looking for a spot to get out of sight. Still a couple bottles of Granddaddy Shine. Back when life was good, beer was hard to buy. I'm 18, I can grow out my beard and get a fake ID. I don't really need you anymore. But I got a little brother that can use your help. He just turned 16 himself. Guess the apple don't fall too far from the tree. He's just
just like you and me. I bet he's got a cooler in the bed of his Chevrolet, slab full of ice and memories like the things we did back then. Yeah, man, we were just kids, looking for a spot to get out of sight. Still a couple bottles of Granddaddy Shine. Back when life was good, beer was hard to buy. Yeah, man, it'll come a time when I have to be that guy, and all I can do is smile.
Cooper Stevenson on WRCO Radio. It is 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock and 37 degrees in Richland Center. Just ahead of some really nice weather here in southwest Wisconsin. And so we can make plans. Maybe a little rain tomorrow. Doesn't sound like a lot, but a little bit in there. And then Friday and Saturday sound like time to roll up your sleeves, pull up your ear flaps, and here we go, getting ready for the spring. Maybe a little bit of scratching in the yard or getting some early gardening things going, too. So life is good. Here's Scotty McCreery.
I'm feeling it. Pop tops popping, flip flops flopping, drop tops dropping down. Ray-Bans raying, waves are waving, ladies are laying out, feeling it. iPods rocking, sunblock blocking, igloos stocking up.
Yeah.
Cut-offs are cutting, worry about nothing but putting something in my cup. And I can't find nothing wrong with nothing that's going on. It's making me wanna sing a song that goes like this. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Kick back, relax, just chillin'. I'm feeling it. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like digging that summertime, digging in the sand, getting tan with your hand in. Tide ripping, skimboard skimming, sip sipping something on ice. Hot gets hotter, head to the water, jump into paradise. And I can't find nothing wrong with nothing that's going on. It's making me wanna sing a song that goes like this. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Kick back, relax, just chilling. Set, set, getting good's getting good as it can get. Lip gloss, glossing, no more talking, baby giving me a kiss.
Feeling it.
Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Kick back, relax, just chilling. I'm feeling it. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like digging that summertime, digging in the sand, getting tan. Your hand in my hand, I'm feeling it. Oh yeah, oh, I'm feeling it.
Well, you can walk out on me tonight if you think that it ain't feeling right. But darling, there ain't no getting over me. Well, you can say that you need to be free, but there ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me.
Millsap on WRCO. There ain't no getting over me. Unless I fall down because of my bad hip, you can probably walk right over. But otherwise, there ain't no getting over me. Anyway, some notes on today, the 10th of April, the 101st day of 2024. Olympic gold medal speed skater Kathy Turner turns 62. Also, actor-comedian Orlando Jones is 56 today. Singer Mandy Moore is 40, and actress Shay Mitchell, 37. Country music's Maren Morris turns 34 on April 10th.
This is WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7, keeping you informed and entertained on a daily basis.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
This Saturday is the Otis R. Scott Trust Auction, brought to you by Auction Specialist MP. Starting at 10 a.m., head over to the location just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D and Rock Bridge, and follow the signs. They'll be selling household items, guns, ATVs, and shop items. Don't miss out on this exciting event.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative. 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock today, the 10th of April. Looking forward to lots of great things going on in the community in the coming days. We can remind you that the Ithaca FFA will be hosting its Spring Blood Drive on Friday from 9 until 2 at the Community Gym in Ithaca. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. To schedule an appointment, log into Versati and search for the Ithaca FFA Blood Drive, or call Ms. Sprecher at Ithaca School, 608-585-2311, extension 310. Here is Lady A.
Makes you wanna take a Sunday drive, throws you right back to a different time. Put your ladder up, singing loud and out of tune. It puts a little sound in an empty space, and for a little while lets you drift away. It's simple but it's true, yeah, it's crazy what a song can do. It can make you dance, make you cry, make you wanna give it one more try. Start a band and kiss that girl and break some rules. It'll make you give your heart and give it back. Change your mind just like that. When it's like every single line was written just for. Song can do.
take a look at news, weather, and sports coming up at 6:30. Quite a few games played last night, and getting out and getting some, finally getting some baseball games and a full night of action, softball and soccer, and also some track and field action last night as well in Southwest Wisconsin. So they're off and running. Here is hometown boy Bobby G. Rice on Country and Community.
Oh, darling, make it feel like love again. Pretend that it's the way it used to be. Yes, darling, make
on WRCO. Good morning from Richland Center. I was taking a shower last weekend and the water stopped. I hollered out, "Hey, the water stopped. Call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Their service is so good and so fast. I'm just going to wait here in the shower."
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions is really good and really fast. When you need water, and who doesn't, remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488.
See if Larry can bring me some soap.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 6:30. News time is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Today, warmer than normal, a high near 70. Increasingly cloudy tonight, a low of 45. And Thursday, 60 with showers developing. In Richland Center, 43 was the midnight reading. Right now, it is 37.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Governor Tony Evers has made his move in a months-long dispute with Republican lawmakers over how best to address PFAS contamination in Wisconsin. Evers on Tuesday vetoed a bill that would have required the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources get approval from the legislature's budget committee regarding how and where cleanup funds could be spent. Republican lawmakers have urged Evers to sign the bill. Evers says it lets polluters off the hook. Evers wants the Joint Finance Committee to meet in special session next week to release $125 million to the DNR to use at its discretion. The committee's Republican co-chairs have already rejected that request. A new state law expands the criteria for issuing an Amber Alert. Governor Tony Evers on Tuesday signed the Prince Act. It allows Amber Alerts in more situations involving missing children. The law is named after Prince McCree, a Milwaukee toddler found dead last year after a request for an Amber Alert was denied. Evers and the bill's bipartisan authors hope the expansion will help locate children faster and avoid future bad outcomes. New grant funding is available for affordable housing in Wisconsin. The grants are offered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Working families are struggling to find places to live as property values continue to rise. $525 million is being made available for developers and construction companies willing to renovate downtown properties and convert commercial space to residential. You can apply online at WEDA.com. A major job loss for the city of Beaver Dam. The Bird's Eye Food Processing Facility is set to close. In a letter to Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, the company says production will stop in June, with warehouse operations stopping in January of next year. 252 jobs are impacted, mostly production and production support staff. The Beaver Dam facility was built in 1972. The plant officially became part of Conagra Brands in 2018 when they acquired Pinnacle Foods. The Black Hawk Daughters of the American Revolution, DAR, will honor the high school senior good citizens this afternoon at the Bayard DeHart Post 13 American Legion Building in Richland Center. DAR is a patriotic organization. The afternoon will include a short program with the good citizens who will share their patriotism, volunteer work, and future plans. This year's good citizens include Bronwyn Halverson from Highland High School, Kaylee Peterson from Ithaca High School, Gracie Nemec from Lafarge Schools, Jaden Ballard from Iowa Grant, Haley Gander of Kickapoo High School, Olivia Sturdivant from Riverdale, Gracie Syme from Seneca High School, and Cohen Redman from Wazika Steuben High School. The Good Citizen Essay Contest winner will also be announced. The University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate programs are once again ranked among the nation's best in the 2024-25 edition of U.S. News and World Report's Best Graduate Schools, including ranking the School of Education first overall in the country. The School of Education is tied for first overall with Teachers College, Columbia University, up from third overall and second among public universities last year, marking the 11th straight year it is ranked in the top five, and its first year topping the list. Other highlights include computer science ranked 13th, social work 20th, and public affairs rated 23rd. U.S. News does not rank all programs each year. You can view the most recent graduate programs for each department at news.wisc.edu. Measles cases are on the rise in the U.S. Melissa Kay has more.
Vaccination rates across the country have dropped
leaving approximately 250,000 kindergarten children at risk each year over the last 3 years. Jason Chan, MD, an Aspirus pediatrician, said the MMR vaccine, which protects against measles, mumps, and rubella, is safe and exceedingly effective.
There are very few things we do in medicine that work that well.
In children, as many as 1 out of every 20 with measles will also get pneumonia.
This can often lead to hospitalization, so it's not just a walking pneumonia, it's a very serious pneumonia. The more severe complication that we worry about is swelling of the brain called encephalitis. Also, will be very likely to be hospitalized and have problems with seizures, learning problems down the road.
You can find out more about MMR vaccines and also measles at cdc.gov. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board is commemorating the 35th anniversary of enactment of legislation creating the Riverway and Riverway Board, and will host a series of special field trips, canoe trips, and speakers, culminating with a celebration on October 27th at Wisconsin Riverside Resort near Spring Green. The first field trip will be held Saturday, April 13th from 9 until noon on the grounds of Taliesin in the town of Wyoming. The trip will showcase a new segment of the Driftless Trail leading to Phoebe Point, overlooking the river, as well as the existing trail to the Welsh Hills. Participants should gather in the upper parking lot at the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center at the intersection of Highway 23 and Highway C by 8:45 and be prepared for a moderate hike. The event will take place rain or shine unless there are thunderstorms, so dress appropriately. The trip will be limited to the first 28 people to reserve a spot by calling Marcia Curtis, Riverway Board Executive Assistant, at 608-739-3188. Please limit your group to 4 or less and children to ages 10 and older.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Today's high temperature will be up to about 70 degrees, partly cloudy and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This evening, clouds will increase at a low of 45. Tomorrow's high just 60 with showers developing. And Friday, clouds breaking up, rather breezy, a high near 60. Saturday and Sunday, temps expected to reach the lower 70s. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 61 degrees. This morning at midnight, it was 43, and we are down from that to the current reading. The overnight low, 37.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Wiscoat is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscoat mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscoat is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscoat cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. It was a busy high school sports day. The Brewers and the Bucks both won. Those stories coming up.
We all experience stress. Often, we ignore it until it becomes overwhelming. If you are experiencing stress, try the 4-7-8 breathing method. Find a comfortable position, sitting upright or lying down. Breathe in slowly for 4 counts, hold the breath for 7 counts, and slowly exhale for 8 counts. Then repeat. This breathing pattern can reduce feelings of stress and promote well-being. If you are experiencing stress that is impacting your ability to live daily life, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to be connected to resources.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center baseball team picked up an 8-0 win over Weston last night. Thomas Hohner was the winning pitcher, going the distance, walking 3, striking out 3, and giving up 4 hits. Leadoff batter Brady Dosh was 3-for-4 with an RBI. Lane Miller, Wes Bosworth, Cole Wasinger, and Ethan Hady all had 2 hits. Trevor Westfall took the loss for Weston, allowing 4 earned runs, striking out 3 with no walks. Garrett Jennings came on in relief and allowed 2 earned runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Isaac Jennings doubled among his 2 hits, and Garrett Jennings was 2-for-3. Following the 8-0 win, Richland Center prepares to open the Southwest Wisconsin Conference with a game at Lancaster Thursday. Weston, now 2-1 overall, returns to Ridge and Valley play Thursday with a game against North Crawford. The Riverdale Chieftains raised their conference mark to 2-0 with a big win over Boscobel 5-1 yesterday. Chase Chitwood would be the pitching performer. He would give up just 1 run on 1 hit over 6 innings while striking out 9. Logan Cagle would come on in the 7th to nail down the win, striking out 2. Offensively, Andre Tainter led the Chieftains, going 3-for-3 with 2 RBI. Emmett Drone 3-for-4 with an RBI. Carson Kenyon with 2 hits and an RBI, while Chase Chitwood was 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. The Chieftains will travel to Fenimore on Friday night for more conference play. Wisconsin Dells got by River Valley last night 7-4. Highland over River Ridge 3-2. Prairie du Chien 2-0 over Dodgeville. Also, it was a win yesterday for Wazika Steuben over Brookwood 10-9. Ithaca was a winner at Potosi High School last night over Potosi Cassville 8-2. The Bulldogs with 9 hits. They gave up 5 on the day and also had a good day in the field with just 1 error. The Bulldogs log their 2nd victory of the week. Viroqua winner against Luther 11-0, the final score. And Marcusan over Randolph 40-0. In softball, River Valley 3-2 over Dodgeville, Lancaster 12-0 over Richland Center, Prairie du Chien 11, and Platteville 5 in Southwest Conference softball. Seneca got the win against Riverdale 5-2. It was Highland over River Ridge 2-0, Cashton 11, and Lafarge 1. In girls soccer, Richland Center with a young team continuing to improve. According to Coach Shawnee Fink, the team dropped a game yesterday to Galena by a score of 6-0. They will travel to River Valley on Thursday for their next outing. Dodgeville Middle Point defeated River Valley 2-0 last night. Ithaca West and track team at the North Crawford Invite last night. Top runners. For the boys, Channing Brown 3rd in the 400, and for the girls, Kaylee Peterson 1st in the 100 and also in the 1600. Several personal bests last night for the Bulldogs. Kaylee Miller 2nd in the high jump, and in the triple jump, Aubrey Cook took 2nd. The Bucks managed to break their 4-game losing streak Tuesday night at home, holding off the conference-leading Boston Celtics 104-91. Milwaukee has suffered some surprising losses this season, but they captured the season series against one of the league's top teams by winning 3 out of 5 meetings. Superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave the action in the 3rd period with a non-contact injury. Guard Pat Beverly led the Bucks in scoring with 20. Orlando comes to town tonight for a game as Milwaukee plays on consecutive nights. The Bucks, Bobby Portis says the team has had a lot of hurdles to get over this year, and they have battled.
All season long, guys have been in and out of the lineups. We've had to adjust. You know, we've been through it all this year, been through a lot of adversity, coaching changes, lineup changes. You name it, we've been through it. So we're a battle-tested team, especially over the years. So once one guy goes down, man, it's next man up mentality.
Christian Yelich and Blake Perkins both drove in three runs as the Brewers even their series with Cincinnati by taking a 9-5 decision. Sal Frelick and Perkins had three hits each, and Joe Ross got his first pitching victory by throwing 6 1/3 solid innings. It was his first win in nearly 3 years in Major League Baseball. The victory allowed Milwaukee to move within one game of the first-place Pittsburgh Pirates. The Reds and Brewers meet again tonight. Left-hander Wade Miley is scheduled to start for Milwaukee. The Cubs took a win against San Diego on the coast. Final score was 5-1 last night. St. Louis 3-0 over Philadelphia. In the interleague action, Detroit 5-3 over Pittsburgh. Yankees 3-2 over Miami. And the Dodgers beat Minnesota 6-3. The White Sox over the Cleveland Guardians 7-5 last night as well. That's sports. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
100.9 WRCR. I've known you since Brad and Angelina. We go back like Pontiac seats. If I got an eye with a mess, I gotta clean up. I know you'll be showing up with bleach. All those names that we don't ever speak of. Got a couple knives that have slipped my mind. Proof and photographs have been deleted. If you ever need it in the dozen. You know where my skeletons sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying through my teeth. It's dirt on you, it's dirt on me.
Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid. hear myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town and hanging out on the coast. Oh, well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. Might as well kiss it all goodbye. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleep tight. Blue eyes and mountain curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, Daddy. Good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life.
Kenny Chesney, there goes my life. It's 7 minutes before seven. Scrabble is getting a bit of a makeover, at least across Europe and eventually in the U.S. Mattel has unveiled a double-sided board that features both the classic word-building game and Scrabble Together, a new rendition designed to be accessible for anyone who finds word games intimidating. This new version, which is now available across Europe, is advertised as being more team-oriented and quicker to play. The update marks the first significant change to Scrabble's board in more than 75 years. They're messing with a classic there, but that's all right. Maybe introduce it to a new generation. I've always liked it, although sometimes I do think there needs to be an hourglass, you know, or a sand timer, egg timer. Because some people just take forever, you know, when they're looking up words in their dictionary. So you gotta lay down some rules At least when the Nee family plays, anyway. Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business, whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial. Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry. Oh, I can't wait. I love auction season. You know, it's just kind of fun to go and browse and maybe think about some things that, maybe you need badly. But in my case, I can't think of too much I need other than maybe a new cot in the doghouse. It's been getting a little rough out there. At least it's warm enough. 37 right now at WRCO. We're heading towards 70 later. 45 tonight, 60 with showers tomorrow.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little by little, sipping on a frozen drink. Taking bars, taking, pouring all week, and clouds ain't leaking no rain. Two pieces shaking, white caps are breaking, we ain't feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey senorita, don't you think we need a Salt and a Buffett song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, we'll be gone. Ice blue sky, shades on the ice, I took the bloodshot away. Hair of the dog shouldn't take long, but who cares, we got all day. Palm trees are leaning, sunburned, screaming, but we'll all be alright. After one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot chance to say, hey senorita, don't you think we need a Salt and a Marley song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, we'll be gone. We'll be gone. Taking bars, taking, pouring all week, and clouds ain't leaking no rain. Two pieces
place is shaking, white caps are breaking, we ain't feeling no pain, feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey señorita, don't you think we need a salt and a Chesney song? One more.